Now, my only question is, Blooming Wind, what's the hospital call for an issue with a penis?
You call urology. I mean, there's no like...
There's the code you say over
there's
the radio.
There's no code. There's no
urology.
No, I
they're
mean,
just on
no.
the announcement. We got an issue with a guy's penis down here.
Well, that'll be in the consult, you know, so, you know, you'll just get a page. You'll get like a page on your cell phone and it's like consult for, you know,
penile degloving of urethra.
Yeah.
You get a page on the cell phone and it's just an eight, a bunch of equal signs and a capital D.
That would be awesome. What about my urethra?
What would the call be if the thing stuck in the urethra was a pineapple?
I don't know, but I know the doctor to call.
Yeah. And it ain't me. I'm an above the diaphragm doctor. So
only pineapples that are stuck above the diaphragm.
Yes, exactly.
Switch microphones midst and see if you guys can tell the
I can tell.
All right.
It did get better. Yes.
It did.
All right. Listen up. Listen up, nerds, because we got a lot to get through. This is a Loose Screws podcast. That's right. You found it. You can't get away now. I'm Commander J Antrax, and I'm a little sick, so the more I can get these other people to talk and the more I can avoid having a sneezing fit on the microphone, the better we'll be. But, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. Update 18 came, and at first it seemed like there wasn't much in it, and then the world exploded. Holy cow. All right. That's probably where I'm going to stick the music.
Nice.
Tonight on what promises to be a fantastic episode, I'm joined by Commander Blooming Wind.
Hello.
And Commander Larkshadow.
One of us else can host if you need to rest your voice tracks.
No, I'm all right. And Commander Chig.
I was logging into game and hit the Steam button, and all of a sudden this thing popped up showing me what my CD keys were. I'm like, what the hell? I've never seen that. All right, move on. I'm getting
CD
in the game,
keys?
Though. Yeah, that's what it said. Is my multiple keys for this game. There were three different keys. One was a CD key. One was a Frontier key. Another one was a Steam key. I don't know why it showed me that.
Oh,
you're dating
cow.
Yourself. You're dating yourself with the CD key.
I date yep. myself every night. Wait, what?
and I was about Commander Nurgle is also here. I wasn't done with the list.
Howdy, everybody.
And also Mr. Indigo.
Hey, after that, hey. All I was going to say is good evening. So good evening.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Do we want to tell some tales? Or what? What should happen next?
Nobody cares.
Just get to the business.
That's my
give them the business.
Right. The vote is get to the business. My joystick.
Well, that's only
is
one
drifting.
Vote.
What's going on here?
I want to hear how to recalibrate.
Well, my last few days has been garbage because I have a very annoying, miserable cold that's not enough to take me out or make me not want to work, but it just anyway if I suddenly mute it's because I'm having a sneezing fit.
I've had the same thing this week. I like went home early Monday and Tuesday because I just felt like garbage and just never fully recovered.
Yeah
This sums up my week because it's really short story. I had a coworker that brought donuts this morning. I had a couple of those donuts. The coworker then threw up twice and went home sick.
Huh. That's so you're not blaming what you want. The donut?
No.
You are.
If I get sick, I'm blaming him. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Did you get sick yet?
No.
Then you're in the clear. It's not the donuts.
That would have happened before now.
Yep.
Welcome to tonight.
Welcome to what?
Next episode of Diagnosis.
Right.
Oh my God, right? Anybody have a rash they want to show Bloom?
No.
Yeah, I got a webcam. Hold on. I'll get this right.
Hey, you're a doctor, right?
Oh, that was mean.
Okay. So, anyway, I don't know. The quick version?
Sure.
Blooming Wind. The quick version.
My son's going to Ireland tomorrow, and I've been spending the week getting him packed and ready. So, yay! Wow. He's off to the motherland.
Wait, going to Ireland?
He's going to Ireland.
Did he pack a second liver? Is that part of going to Ireland?
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, they're not allowed to drink, but knowing him, he'll be in some pub singing rebel songs or something.
I love how he says theoretically.
Theoretically.
I know my son. He'll lawyer his way through it.
All right, Lark Shadow. Quick version.
Quick version. I've been working a lot and it's boring. Life is boring. Moving on.
Not space life.
Not space life.
Chig, quick version.
I love you all. I may drop back in a little bit, but I got to run for a little bit. Have a great podcast.
That nice. Was the quickest version.
That was quick, yeah.
Mr. Indigo.
Oh, in lieu of a quick version, I'm going to give you two little mini diversions, okay?
Yeah.
You guys know the thought experiment called the Ship of Theseus?
Yes. Have
you come across it, right?
Sure.
Also, ever seen Round the World in 80 Days? Bit at the end where Phineas Fogg is trying to make it to the dock and he's like taking the ship apart and putting everything into the burner. And as he's getting there, he's like running out of ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of somewhere in between those right now. That's kind of my short version. So. I'm not sure how they relate to each other, but it feels like they kind of do. So,
but you get an extra hour.
I'm hoping I can be like Jack Sparrow and step off the mast of the ship as it disappears under the water and just like keep on walking. That's my target goal right now. So,
I was say, well, I got a whole nautical metaphor thing going on.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Then that leaves Nurgle.
All right, two real quickies. One, house training of the new pup is coming along pretty good. We're not quite there yet, but we're making progress. And on the work front, there has been a credible please don't retire offer. And well, I'll tell you the same thing I told them. That sounds wonderful. Talk to me when it's and writing in a day.
Okay.
Good man. Sure.
Well,
yeah.
Can I ask if the pension thing has been thought about in this tentative offer?
I learned about the pension date, so okay. We'll see.
Nice.
All right. So, we've got a number of things. Let's see. I had sort of an idea of how I was going to tackle it. Well, first of all, update 18 deployed. And what was it Monday or Tuesday? It was Monday, wasn't it?
Monday.
It deployed Monday. All over everybody.
Deployed all over everybody. So my initial look over the patch notes, it was a very long update cycle compared to the last few, but my initial look over the patch notes was I was a little unimpressed. I was like, there's almost nothing here. Apparently, it's just only the Thargoid Titan stuff got stuck in here. And in fact, it didn't have a couple of things that I had that were bugs that were bothering me from update 17. And I found myself rather annoyed that those weren't in there. But then once I got in game, I found that actually those bugs were fixed. They just weren't mentioned in the patch notes. So... anyway, I give you the floor. What do we think? Patch notes. The link's in the show notes if you need to call it up and look over if there's something that sticks out to you. Or what do you think, guys?
Personally, I think it was really good. Yeah, there was some stuff that maybe we would have liked to have seen addressed, or maybe even wasn't called out, but it was addressed. But I think overall it was a net positive, and I really want to freaking fly more and see what else there is that came in.
Yeah, they didn't come across as super exhaustive patch notes, but it seems like the patch itself or the update itself has been chock full of positive stuff for the most part. Since there didn't seem to be a lot of actual... Sometimes they reveal more about what's in the update in the patch notes, you know?
Right.
Most of this stuff, it's more like they were just telling us that stuff directly through other channels, and the patch notes were a little bit more...
sparse.
The kind people don't usually read, as opposed to the kind people go through with a fine-tooth comb.
Mm-hmm.
the patch notes were more, hey, these things happened. You should probably go do this. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
I got two words. Gravity well.
Yeah. Yeah, there they are.
I did notice that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's a huge improvement. I hate it telling me to slow down and I don't know why. I'm like, dude, shut up. But gravity well is useful.
Yeah. Or yeah, I like yelling at my ship. I know how to fly.
Right. Don't tell me to slow down.
As I slam into the planet.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know what it is. For some reason, I think the graphics look a little bit better after the update than before, at least for me.
You know, interesting. I didn't notice a difference. Well,
just a little bit.
The difference that I notice is, like I said, there is these annoying things from Update 17, but they're specifically to VR and only if you have some form of anti-aliasing turned on. The landing holograms were all screwed up. They would bounce around between the eyes.
Nice.
In VR. And that wasn't listed in the patch notes, and I was like really upset. But then it's fixed, as well as ordnance not firing correctly on some ships, including the FDL and Anaconda, which also wasn't in the patch notes, but is fixed.
Which is one of the reasons I'm in an FDL right now, I should say.
Yeah, viable once again, back on the table. So
wasn't somebody was saying the other day that a lot of the difference in somebody had done a clean install and the size was not dramatically different from the previous install, right?
Yeah.
That a lot of stuff had been kind of swapped. And I mean, it's possible that there was just a lot of some actual software rework in there too, not just Titan stuff or new ship models, though probably the new ships will have something to do with it, but or at least in Python.
Audaxius was mentioning it was a 30 gigabyte update for the sparse patch notes. And if what you're saying is true, that the general install size didn't change all that much, then that really speaks to how much crap was getting swapped out, doesn't it?
Yeah. 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 For sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually flying in there with the Titan right now, and this instance is absolutely crawling with interceptors, but nobody else is here. I came into Loose Screw's private group because there's a bunch of people up in the general chat, and I assumed they'd be playing in our private group, but apparently they are not.
No, they are, but they might not be at the Titan right now.
Yeah, they're all at random systems around, I guess. Anyway, I'm trying to keep my concentration.
Yeah, and I'm actually not even flying right now because my wife has a class online, and so like her office is right next to where my computer is. So I'm podcasting from remotely.
Nice.
So I can't fly and talk at the same time.
Blooming Wind coming to us from the far off land of the living room.
Yeah, Blooming Wind can't play Elite while other people are trying to work.
While other people,
tough crowd.
Sorry, Nurgle, your mic's cutting out.
Yeah, well,
your internet's taking a shit.
Yeah, it's not playing nice.
Blame the Thargoids.
Yeah, basically.
Ah, so yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm being very attacked.
It's okay. I should be there soon. I'm in the private group.
Don't take it personally.
Yeah. I am the only one in here, and they have no one else to focus on. So, okay, so update 18. Yeah, patch notes initially disappointed me, like I said, but there's a lot in here that is not in the patch notes and not just content they didn't want to tell us about, but actual fixes that they left out. So what can I do? You know, what can I do? Other than that, we had Frontier Unlocked 2. Impressions? First impressions before we go through the content?
My first impressions is it was actually a good stream, and it was nice to see some of the other Elite Commanders basically telling some what I hope is younger Elite Commanders to show some effing respect and shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
That made me very happy.
Yeah.
For sure.
When I started watching it, my coworker who because we my buddy Sean and I read Echoes at the same time together, you know, so I had it on during lunch, and he decided right then and there, it was as they were announcing all of the updates and everything for Elite Dangerous, to talk my ear off about something else. And I was just like, I want to watch this. I get 30 minutes at lunch, and it's timed exactly with the Elite thing.
Is you put in the other headphone.
I could have done that, but
you're not an asshole.
Yeah, I'm not an asshole. Neither is he. So,
speaking of being an asshole, I was an asshole today. If you want to hear a quick story,
tell us how you were an asshole.
So, the very first call, part of my job is dealing with like warranties and people calling in about our products and issues they're having, right? And the very first customer I had today spent 20 minutes arguing with me about a product that I was convinced was an LED, that he kept saying, no, it's a flash tube and blah, blah, blah. And bear in mind, this person sounds like they're like 90 years old or something. And so I'm like, no, it's LED, until he finally hung up. And then I find out later that it is, in fact, still a flash tube, and it's one of the few still offer. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm the asshole then.
Whoops.
Yep.
That sucks.
That's been my whole day.
Well, the so the stream had some fun content. Zach is back, for one thing, to tell us all about it. Zach attack came back, and nice. So that was fun. We got to hear about a number of things, including, let's start right at the top. 0.06% of the galaxy has been explored in 10 years.
So good going, everybody.
Yeah.
Making progress.
I saw someone do the math on that in the Twitch chat, and that's still a little over 2 billion systems that we've discovered.
Wow.
Who?
A billion is a lot.
No, 0.06% of the roughly 100 billion stars in the Milky Way is 6 million stars.
I thought it was 400. Oh, okay.
I might have seen too many zeros then.
But still, it sounds like a lot, but it's not. Billion.
Yeah, I thought 400 billion too, but I looked it up to be sure, and it said 100 billion. So it's either 6 million stars or 24 million stars.
I wish somebody like Dev would like sneak us a word and say either there are no Easter eggs left in the yard or there are still a bunch of Easter eggs out in the yard. Like, it would be nice to know if there are significant things that are actually placed in our general vicinity that we've walked past them 100 times, or things way out in the middle of nowhere that nobody's gotten to. There's a Dyson sphere from this extinct civilization, and somebody spent a week building it 10 years ago, and we haven't found it yet.
Don't tease me like that. Don't tease me like that.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's Easter eggs, and one of them has a $100 bill, but there's 400 billion Easter eggs.
Right. My alt account is still looking for exactly that, for one in that Rego sector where the weird doubles Guardian Thargoid place was. I've found dozens and dozens of new planets with brain trees on them, and that gives it that kind of general feel that there's something going on. And I'm just flying back and forth across the same kind of volume, leaving bookmarks in my Gal map, and whatever, it's fun when I'm not in the bubble flying around killing stuff and making real money. But Yeah. So I have this little fantasy that one day I'll fly and do the scan, and it'll be like, non-human, one.
Right.
And I'll be like, oh my God, okay, I got to tell everybody in the Discord, but only in the recording booth channel, because I don't want everybody to know. And
immediately
we have radio silence until we can all go check it out. And then I'll tell a couple other people. And that's my occasional daydream when I'm coming in to land and scan a few more brain trees and put them on the spreadsheet.
You would think if there were a couple of nuggets that they were really, really proud of, if people hadn't discovered them over a certain time period, they'd drop them as a Galnet article.
It seems quite implausible that anybody would intentionally signpost something that long. Yeah.
All right, Trax, I'm heading into the Titan system.
There are hundreds of discoveries like that out there everywhere, and that's why we have to keep exploring the other 99.94%.
Hey, Indigo, I have a question. Yes. Does your eye twitch when you say that?
I think it might have this time. I don't think it usually does, but today I think it did. That's very perceptive of you.
No, mine won't stop twitching. That's the only reason I ask.
That's the potassium.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Which, for the record, I am back to normal levels.
Yay!
Oh, good. I am also on my way back to the Titan because the, like, 100 interceptors and glaives eventually chewed me up. That was a weird instance. It was absolutely loaded as if there were tons of players in it. And I just got interdicted by a... That must be an interceptor because it roared.
Like an instance anyway, that's been sitting around for a long time and it just kind of builds up a population.
Yeah, there was no players in it. So, like, I had missed them, but it had this huge population of enemy NPCs. Like, usually you go in there and there's, like, five ships buzzing around the Titan and they're spread all over. There was, like, 24. It was terrible.
Yeah, like, if you log into a AXCZ in a station and sit there for, like, an hour doing something else and then realize and take off, you discover that there are, like, 100 scouts and five interceptors.
It's like, oh, firepower to actually damage you. Yes. Anyway, I'm on my way back because whatever. It's a podcast. What am I going to do? Be good at the game while I'm trying to talk?
Any sense of more or fewer hyperdictions? The last two times I went in, I did not get interdicted flying through the system.
I got hyperdicted just now.
Jumping in, I got hyperdicted for sure. But once I was there, I did not get interdicted.
Hyperdicted, but they're interceptors.
Yeah, you know, that's
no
true.
No glaives. Which is what they, but that's what they promised, is that there would be no more hunter interceptions.
Oh, that's right. That was the last update, I think.
Yeah, and so we'll get to that in a little while. I've announced it because I didn't want people to have to wait till the podcast to hear it from me, because every other channel is broadcasting it. But there's, emergency. Oh, here's an interdiction. Hold on, dropping out. What are you?
I sent you a team invite, by the way, Trax.
Oh, okay. These are scouts. I will accept that. So next up, there's a new pricing structure for the game on game stores like Steam and stuff like that. So there is a new item that is called the Deluxe Edition, which contains the base game and Odyssey. And it's $25 US, which is like £22 or something. And then the base game has been lowered to $20 and Odyssey has been lowered to $15. So that is going to be the pricing structure, you know, the not on sale pricing going forward.
Why are they selling them separately?
Well, I assume because some people might not have computers that can run Odyssey and they might already have the base game, but have not pulled the trigger on Odyssey. And Odyssey is still a DLC.
There's a bunch of those if you believe the posters on Reddit. Which, I mean, it's Reddit, so take that with a grain of salt.
Say that again?
Oh, I'm sure there's still plenty of people.
Plus all the folks who got it from console transfer who haven't bought Odyssey yet.
Oh, yeah, right. So there's a population of people who do have, they are entitled to
people
the
who are like, well, maybe I'll
game.
Come back to the game one of these days.
Right. Okay, so then we get down to the business here. They discussed on the stream how the Titan Tyrannus is getting absolutely pounded. And by the way, I don't know, spoiler alert for this whole podcast. Like, if you actually don't want to know about this stuff yet, like, we can't possibly tease out what's a spoiler and what's not. So you just shouldn't listen to this. I assume that's nobody, and let's move on. So... yeah, Titan Tyrannus is taking a pounding, and it's going down pretty quickly. More on that in a minute. But they mentioned that there would be decals and paint jobs for all the commanders who participated when a Titan is taken down. And Titan kill paint job per Titan. I looked back over that to make sure I understood the language. It sounds like there will be a unique stickers and paint jobs per Titan when they as they go down. So that's interesting. And then probably the part that people actually want to talk about.
the stickers?
No, not the stickers. The Python Mark II.
I'm coming to you, Trax, because I've never gone into this before.
Oh. Well, get your pulse neutralizer ready.
Oh, man. Yeah, make sure you got system distro bumped up.
Yeah.
Because it goes fast. It burns a lot faster than the other.
Oh, it's on 4. Don't you worry.
Good. Yeah, the pulse, the Thargoid pulse neutralizer, it is very hungry. Okay, I see lasers in there. All right, we're in the right instance now. Good. Okay. Anyway, so the Python Mark II, we got some more details about that. Who wants to talk about the Python Mark II?
For one thing, it's gorgeous. And
nobody spoke up.
It's really it's a beautiful ship for sure.
I put the notes of everything they talked about for the Python Mark II in the show notes. 1 second, I'm going to pull that up as soon as I get over here.
I clean that up for you.
As I understand it so far,
it's going off. Yeah,
it's a lovely ship, fast and maybe a little weird at first because, at least in theory, it is expected to be a PvP contender with the FDL and the Mamba, mostly with the FDL, I think. And even said that it might fly a little funny when you get it, which those two ships also kind of do. And that it has 6 hard points and 6 utility slots, though they haven't ironed out all the internals yet. And what else? Oh, and that it is built on new models, not just older wireframes that they had laying around. So there are things that they have gotten the ability to do or learned or upgraded their technology that make a different variety of modeling possible. And that's what these new ships represent.
Yeah, they were kind of drawing that into the lore, right? Where it was sort of like the original set of ships that we've had were all had some like design language based on the wireframes of the old games. Whereas we have now like stepped out from that, and they, as they to say it how they say it, you know, Falcon de Lacy has stepped away from their old design language.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It looks nothing like, you know, the other ships. I mean, sure, you could say that it's kind of, they took some cutouts of the Python to make it look like a fighter ship, but I can tell you it's a beautiful ship, and 6 guns and 6 utility slots is something I can have a lot of fun with for sure.
I just have mistimed the thingy.
I can't wait to see how it handles, though. You know, I mean, that's
and if the steering wheel is on the right or the left.
Yeah, right.
Better be in the middle.
I'm a little surprised. So the other kind of offhanded remark that they mentioned was actually that, you know, besides that they haven't totally solidified what all the internals will be like, but they said that this ship will also have some new capability, right? Some new capability that no other ship has, which I'm rather surprised by because I think that's just not, that is not the typical style for them, right?
Yeah. It feels a little bit like, before the broadcast, we were kind of talking, there's some things that have been going on in recent months, last couple few months, that have a slightly different feel of, like, a sense of direction to them, including things like the what's going on with the Titan tonight, and the new ships rolling out and the rest of this stuff. There are some things that have been incipient for a long time, and we knew that they were working on stuff, and now it's just kind of like, here's one new thing, and here's another thing, and here's this other thing, and come back and play the game, and we've redone the pricing, and it is kind of cool. They said it would
quickly.
be lore-related, whatever this new functionality is, and that it would like be useful to everybody or something, so feel free to speculate wildly.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like it has to be something that'll be useful for PvP then, right?
Oh, see, I was thinking it would be something, because they said it would be lore-related as well.
Lore-related, so specifically they said that it was related to the lore of Update 18, not 19. They sort of made point of that.
That's true.
So yeah. I guess to me what they're trying to tell me is that it's in the download we just got, right?
Right.
Which is surprising to me, too.
And blown up.
Boy, I am getting like... Lark, were you like super hot when you came in here or what? Because I'm like ice cold, and once again, I'm getting absolutely destroyed, and I see commanders in here.
I got through one of the shockwaves. The second one got me, and then I was never able to get back in because just everything was farked at that point.
Oh, yeah. Once you get booted, you start hitting mines, and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, because I'm just like getting pulled to a stop by a glaive over and over again, and just peppered to death But where is everybody? I saw lasers when I came in here, and there's nobody in here. I don't understand. Anyway, whatever. I can't get this instance working right. So, What was I talking about? The Python Mark II. Yeah, I'm rather excited about a combat focus ship. It also makes me think that, like, if this were to come out while we were still fighting the Titans, it would probably quickly become the best, like, by a wide margin, the best ship for fighting the Titans.
Which is why it isn't.
Which is why maybe I'm wrong about, like, the lore, the hard being
points, all the distributor, all the power.
I mean, it could also turn out that if you look at the number of systems controlled and all the rest of it, that Tyrannus is going to be considerably easier to take down than the rest of them.
Yeah.
And right. 8 major set pieces to get through with potentially escalating difficulty could be enough that 2 or 3 in, we hit the quagmire and they're like, hey, we have finally got together and released this new ship that's going to be exactly suited to dealing with the Titan, and also have this one other thing that we've added that is, you know, who knows what, some new thing.
Caustic resistance to the armor.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be new. I mean, that probably, that
I still
too,
think the new feature
too.
I still yeah. think the new feature is going to be something that's good for power play, or good for this PvP function that they mentioned somehow.
It has more military slots. I don't know.
Jesus. That's not a new feature, though. Military slots exist.
Oh, hold on. If I may parlay off of that, maybe the new feature is you can put your shield in a military slot.
That would not be a new feature. I mean, it would be.
That's not a feature unique to the ship.
My Blue Sky Daydream is an EVA hatch that you can use to get out and then use the joystick to orient yourself in 360 degrees and the jump button for your forward thrusters, which you can then use for salvage missions in Power Play 2.0 or piracy missions or something. Who knows? Yeah, it's hard. I mean, just by the vocabulary, it's hard to parse what kind of thing it would be that would be genuinely new compared to the stuff that we already have. Not just
now. The conventional wisdom is that either it's going to be a cloaking device or ship interiors. I mean, that's what everyone that's on any sort of chat room or whatever is saying. And I'm like, it's not ship interiors.
Dude, that's not a game feature, not a ship feature.
It's either cloaking device, ship interiors, or it comes with pillows for your fleet carrier.
I just want a working coffee machine.
Yeah, that's the major feature update, working coffee machines.
but in its defense, it also comes with being able to buy drinks on your fleet carrier.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more of a general beverage update.
Okay, so that's Titan Mark II. Yeah, I think there's a strong chance it's already in what we've downloaded, but I don't know. I suppose they could deploy a little mini patch when it's time, but they're saying update 19 sometime in the summer-ish, and that the Python will be in there before that, which makes me think that 19 is the Power Play 2.0, because that's when we were going to get to this president-elect Winters business it's now been put off.
Big crap, that's so annoying.
Yeah, they just draw in sort of a story reason, but clearly it's because they're putting it off, which I've said this in Discord many times, but like I don't understand why the presidency of the Federation changing necessitates some change to Power Play, even though that's how all the talk has been like for months and months and months, is like, oh man, this election means they're going to change Power Play. Like, those people are already both in Power Play.
I mean, somebody could have decided that when this happens, Civil War is going to break out, or, you know, there's some new story thing they have that was supposed to happen six months ago, you know, but didn't. So now it's like, okay, this is the thing, and this is going to be the milestone. And so we just got to bump it to the next thing, and then all hell's going to break loose in some new and strategic and tactical way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe there'll be an assassination or something.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Or the Rhea thing turns out to be provably terrorist and then results in some kind of repercussions. And yeah.
I have no doubt that it's true that it's because of, you know, the out-of-game reasons. It just didn't make sense to me why it had to be that way is all. But that's just my stupid opinion, I guess. So, anywho,
I am not seeing the freaking shockwaves. They're just straight up hitting me.
That makes them harder to dodge.
That would make them harder to dodge. It makes a sound too. I don't know if you have your sound turned on, but
I have it.
I've moved to the AXI private group because I think our private group, for some reason, I just keep finding instances that don't have people in them and getting roasted by like 24 interceptors, which shouldn't be there. If I'm the only one there, there should be like just a handful. So anyway, I think this game cheats. So
it always has.
Oh my God. My brother used to say that. This game's cheating.
I jumped.
Did you ever do assassination wing mission? The computer cheats.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
they have like engineered guns beyond reason.
Yeah. Everything's G7.
Yeah. That's the only way to make them competitive though.
Yeah.
Okay. So the feature update though, that was packed in with update 18 is these nanite torpedoes, and you betcha they're available for just money at the rescue ships, and they're pretty great, I guess. But it doesn't go down just exactly like I expected. It really only takes one torpedo per heat vent. Did that surprise anybody else?
A little bit.
I mean, I was expecting basically we'd be pounding the Titans with these torpedoes. I mean, everybody drew up their speculative builds that were all like, you know, loading two of them, two of the size threes onto a Mamba.
I bought two of each size, thinking that, you know, I'd be lobbing a bunch of torpedoes, and it's like, blink, there you go. Okay, now get the real guns out.
Right. So there's eight heat vents, one on each tendril, and you just got to sink a torpedo into each one. They have pretty good homing. I don't think I've ever missed.
Yeah,
which I appreciate. So the game loop is, and we all tried this out on Tuesday night. There was I did a stream. There's a video on YouTube if you want to see it. I'm sure you've seen lots of other produced videos at this point. You go in and you hit as many of those heat vents as you can. If you get all eight, the time to damage stays open longer, but basically this cycle happens where you turn all the heat vents blue, and then when you do, it gets all angry and deploys its barbed red rocket or pineapple or cat penis or whatever you want to call it. Posterior pineapple.
You know, it's another great elite kind of moment, because if you really look at it, it's a bunch of things that we've done before, you know, the unlocking things, shooting things in the right order, like the Guardian sights, and has that timed element, and the general structure is kind of like killing an interceptor. You know, you poke it sometimes and then you shoot the thing in the middle. And now it turns out that each of the meta cycles, you know, they're calling a heart, but the fact that you get to do it in elite and fly around in, you know, 6 degrees of freedom space in this great universe that we love just makes it a lot more fun than it sounds. If you're like, well, okay, you just do this thing and this thing and this other thing, but you're also in that crazy caustic morass full of fog and asteroids with big sweeping hills of alien space station
monsters
around trying to figure out even something simple, like you have to move from the back of the Titan to the front of the Titan and go back and forth as the cycle goes, or I suppose split the labor and just have one set of people stay on the heat vent side. But even something like that, it's such a weird place, even without all the interceptors trying to kill you, but then you throw that stuff in and
Can someone explain to me how the heck I'm supposed to time that stupid pulse neutralizer?
You're going to hear the Titan kind of go wom, 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 boom, and it makes a very distinct pulse sound, and then you'll see it coming at you. If you start pushing your button right about the time you hear the boom, I even wait a little bit longer, frankly, and it works most of the time.
Also, if you look away from it a little bit, you might get a better sense of the distance to the shockwave. Looking straight at it, it's kind of hard to judge, but if you're not quite dead on center and you're looking up or to the side a little bit, you can kind of see it in profile.
So
as
I was
it gets
right
to you.
In assuming I have to time it to basically as it's hitting me.
You have a couple of, you have maybe a second of second and a half, 2 seconds of leeway. But gotcha. Yeah, if you do it too early, you'll run out of time. Yeah.
Okay, but you, it's only going to run for like 2, maybe 3 seconds. Actually, what ship are you flying? Mamba? Yeah, RPL. Even less. You have a size 6 distro. So you don't have much.
But it shouldn't be super hard either. I mean, it's not. If it's really being crazy, you might be.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, probably because my sound is turned down because we're doing the podcast.
You should be able to see it. I generally play with the sound turned off. And yeah, you'll get it if you can
see it. It's there's a lot of blue lightning, but right before it goes off, and then there's the big pulse.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, it's happening on screen now. So
yeah, I wasn't understanding the timing as much. Anyways.
Yeah, the visual feedback should be accurate if you actually look for the edge of the shockwave and just try and get it early enough that it goes over you. But
yeah.
Noise.
Let us know when you've gotten through.
Right. We're waiting for you.
So like I said, we went and we did this game loop for a bit, and it was fun enough. Ran it a number of times. But I also kind of felt like, I don't know, am I gonna care to do this again? You know, it was sort of like, well, we did that, and then I left.
Well, I at least want to be in stickers. On this one.
Well, so then that's the thing. So now I'm being offered stickers. My God, this thing is pulsing like every 2 seconds.
I know. I was experiencing that too.
Holy cow. And
it is certainly possible
that
the behavior gets different on the last heart or the second to last heart. Or I mean, all the different time cycles left with an interceptor.
Yeah, so what's happened today is like Tyrannus has gotten just absolutely demolished over and over and over again. And we've discovered that this thing on the Gal map that shows like a bunch of concentric red rings are apparently its 8 hearts. And that gets represented as well by the glowing part of the pineapple, the posterior pineapple, actually, as its hearts get eliminated, some of the pineapple stops glowing. And this has all been picking up speed. And then today, just hours before we go to record, there was this announcement, which I am going to call up here. So they posted this on Twitter and basically posted an article that they're tying it into the lore, right? Aegis has changed their requirements, like the unlock requirements for a bunch of things like caustic sinks and the Thargoid pulse neutralizer, which were previously stuck behind unlock walls. And now all of those things are basically just for credits now at all of the rescue ships. You don't have to unlock that stuff. It's all practically free. And on top of that, Aegis has said that they're increasing the payout rewards for participating in attack cycles on the Titan. And players are going to be getting rewards in the form of, and I'm checking my language here, it says ship kits and paint jobs and decals and arcs. Uh-oh, and now I came in. Oh, there we go. I just shot at that core for a second before it retracted. It was at 0. I thought it was bugged, but maybe not. So now we'll get the blue thing again.
To your credit, in system chat, I saw someone said, if you get bug, shoot bug. Problem solved.
Oh, really? So they could unlock it by shooting down one of the Thargoids? That's new. I hadn't tried that. We'd just been resetting the instance. Boom, not bugged anymore. Yep, I see that in system chat. Interesting. Although it's not doing the blue cycle. So the way this cycle works is at the end of it, once you're done damaging the heat core and it retracts, the Titan does its blue Taurus attack. And that happens at the end of every successful cycle. In fact, like, meaning anytime you successfully cause damage to the Titan. And that didn't happen this time. So I'm thinking that that bug caused it to not succeed, but we'll see. I'll loop back around the front.
I can see our friend's lasers in the distance.
And now I have just a totally overloaded instance again. I see one other person here this time. Yeah, I see some lasers in the distance. See if I can lose the aggro here by looping around the top. Oh, there's an interceptor.
Noteworthy thing about the pineapple, it is not governed by the usual rules of AX damage, right? You could walk up and shoot at the 12 gauge.
Well, as far as I can tell, it is governed by the rules of damage that apply to scouts. So, yes, it does take damage from conventional weapons, but significantly less.
Gotcha. Okay.
As I recall, scouts is something like 30% damage or 70% damage resistance to non-AX weapons. We heard that, and for power reasons and trying to get our builds working, I had just brought conventional weapons the first time, and we were getting it down to like 50% at most when we had done that. So now that with AX missiles, it's brutal. Oop. Well, that was too slow. I didn't get any torpedoes in on that cycle. I'm on a podcast. I got stuff to do. So my read on this is they're tying it into the story. They're saying that they've removed glaive interdictions. They're basically saying that the Titan is so worried about defending itself that all the glaives have been recalled. But basically, a bunch of impediments to commanders getting in here and doing this thing have been sort of emergency removed because they're giving away, you know, cosmetics and things that are unique to Titan Tyrannus, and they want everybody who wants to have an opportunity to participate. And this thing might go off like in a matter of hours from now.
Yeah, it is. If it goes well, it is a bit of a coup timing wise. Or a quick response to something unexpected, but it seems like they would know how this is going to roll out. And, you know, if you think about people over the last year who have been like, well, I'm not really into it, and too much grind to get stuff unlocked, and, oh, it sucks even flying by occupied space because you always get stopped by, you know, people who have tried to get away from Glaive since they came out, and they're just like, I can't do it. I can never do it. Right. So it's like you remove a bunch of the things people don't like, give them stuff that everybody likes, and then make it possible for anybody to get involved. And in theory, people will come flocking back to the game. And I've seen some signs of it even on accursed Twitter of elite folks who are like, I'm 17,000 light years out. I've got 6,000 to go. I'm not sure if I'll make it for Tyrannus or not. And yeah, it's kind of nice to see it. The company be like, okay.
To be fair, there's people like me who never did it because it looked really hard, and I'm still having issues getting past the shockwave. So you get to play
the video game.
Yeah, I mean, but I've also been one of these people who's been kind of avoidant. The initial making of the Grellick happened right before I got my PC, and that whole Thargoid War was basically what prompted me to get my PC and move away from console. But yeah, I mean, the other night when we were going and hunting Thargoids, I got interdicted by a glaive. I can tell you, it was not fun because I was not prepared to fight glaives. I was prepared to fight interceptors. And so, you know, building a ship to go after a Titan and then getting interdicted by something that's going to make my ship melt or what have you. I mean, I just like, it just kind of was like, oh, they're getting rid of the glaives. Good. Because I was trying to figure out how the heck am I going to get, before they did this whole, you know, we want you to do this, we're unlocking everything for you announcement today. I was like, okay, how hard is it going to be? How long is it going to take me to get, you know, how many of these Titans am I going to miss getting my ship built to go knock out the Titans? And then it was like this afternoon, I see this announcement and I'm like, oh, goody. I don't have to deal with all that. I could just get, you know, I could just join the squad and just beat up some Titans tonight. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good thing. I mean, I was out mining and I flew back.
My initial sort of tongue-in-cheek reaction is like, oh, look, they've responded to crybabies about how hard content is. And it's like, you know, some content should be hard in a game. Otherwise, what's the point if all beginners can access all the content right away? But no, I jest. Because obviously what's really going on here is they want to let people participate in this sort of time-gated event. So,
and you also get the sense that they're proud of what they've made, you know, and they want people to want people to dig it, and including people who didn't think they would be able to, people who were like, oh, I'm so glad the Thargoid thing is going to be out of the way. And now they're like, holy crap, there's stickers and paint jobs.
Right.
And different ones for each Titan. So, and including presumably a you got all eight perfect attendance. Yeah,
right. Paint job. Exactly. It was referenced to like the sticker sort of builds on it. Like it, as you participate in more and more, you get like a almost like our elite.
Like the brewer ones or something. Yeah.
Right. The elite rank ones that sort of get more elaborate as you go.
I just can't get over the idea of multiple Tyrannus kill ship kits.
Yeah.
That's a, that.
Well, right. Right. How much of these did they make? I'm going to be really impressed if there's
Are they getting into a realm where they start doing ship kits that might actually be like two components, you know, or one component?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one set of fins that you get to put on your ship, and they call it a ship kit because that's what the game vernacular for it is, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm, it'll be interesting to see. Because there are not eight ship kits. I mean, they've added, what, one every year and a half or so? Maybe one a year over the last few years? Not a lot.
Right.
And,
So, I mean, get here, because it's going down. It's lost another heart since this afternoon. We're down to the last two, as far as I can tell.
I don't have any reason to think you have to do a whole bunch of anything to get credit for it.
No,
it's definitely
although there
be
are
like a,
there are additional, you know, if you're in the top 25% or the top 10%, you get additional special stuff that isn't awarded to everybody else. Yeah. Participating at all gets you something, and arcs are included in this too. I don't know if I've mentioned that yet, but basically 100 arcs for participating in and the way the language is, it seems like they're saying for participating in killing a heart. So I don't know if we might get 100 arcs for every heart we participate in, which means you could be pulling 800 arcs per Titan if you're there
which
for each
double
one.
What
oh, we're
you
about
can
to 0% that we just 0%ed this. There we go.
Interesting.
We did it.
I didn't notice that part. So I feel like that is a legacy, no pun intended, of the separation from console. Because one of the things they were always restricted by was the arcs to currency factor in the PlayStation and Microsoft stores that I think they
Microsoft
were like contractually restricted from. Yeah, that's right. But still, Sony is particular about that kind
Sony
of stuff.
Sony is Sony.
But there are things development-wise that they can do because they're not doing console. And I feel like some of the stuff we're just now starting to get are things that were made after they no longer had to be able to do them on console.
Oh, you might be right. That's interesting. I think we ended up bugging this instance now. The pineapple has remained exposed even after we 0%ed it. So I guess we bugged the instance again. This is a known bug that
Titanic
Frontier
priapism?
Said was that Frontier said was very rare.
But if it happens for more than 4 hours, you want to go to your doctor.
Yeah, exactly. This is something that you should be seeing a doctor about if you're noticing it happening a lot.
To be fair, Trax, you usually get the rare bugs for some reason.
There's nothing rare about the bug. That's a joke. That's a joke that Frontier said. They said it's a rare bug. It's not. It's constant. It's constant.
I died again, by the way.
Okay, well, I'm not in the same private group as you anymore.
I know,
so.
I'm just,
Anyway.
So what else is going on?
I mean, hold on, let me go back to my notes here. Is there anything else going on?
Not really.
I mean, that's it. I mean, it is kind of a rush to get here, but I think it can be worth rushing.
Yeah.
So I did want to put that announcement on Discord instead of waiting for the podcast to come out.
Yeah.
There's still two. We're working on the second to last heart now.
Yeah.
I would sneak into Galmap and take a look at that.
Yeah. Last two hearts appear to be going slower. It was going real fast this afternoon.
I think because
right
the Europeans went to bed.
Yeah.
I noticed that too. It dropped off once it got to like midnight in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true.
There was a big push as soon as it was after work hours.
Oh, they could put on some tea and fly.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the second to last heart is about 25% done at this point, according to
the game. It feels like there's a level of FOMO for this first one because we don't know how the game is going to handle what happens when I wouldn't be surprised if nothing changes until the daily tick, and then the next time you load the game, there's a cutscene or, you know, something like that. We don't have a sense of what that will be like, so that makes it kind of fun to be involved with it. But there are going to be 8 of them. And, you know, if it takes you a day or two to get to the point where you're ready to play around with one, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to lose something unless you're completist about wanting to be able to get all your paint jobs.
Well, like I was telling Albaxius, it was 1 gigabyte of updates and a 29 gigabyte explosion.
Well, but the volume of the game on your disc didn't change, really, so... like you downloaded 30 gigabytes of stuff, but you know, once again, the game install size didn't really change. So whatever it is, they just updated a bunch of things.
I'll freaking get it on Oya or something. I can't get right now.
Go away, Thargoid. Anywho, that's about the size of it. I don't know. Is there a reason to talk about builds? I tried a very cold shielded build. I've eventually gone back to not shielded, and they work fine. I can stay in here indefinitely until I get these bugged instances where the Thargoid interceptors spawn unreasonably high amounts, and the cycle has stopped like it did now. The heat cold is, just stay in blue.
Cold if is you could worth survive it, in there without the not shield, having, I'm switching off my shield.
Yeah, actually, that's a good thing to keep in mind too. If you can be bothered to do so, sometimes you might have a build that's kind of borderline, and once you get to the maelstrom, you turn off your, your frameshift drive. You turn off your cargo hatch. Anything that you're not actually going to use, you turn off, and even lose 1 or 2%. I went in a Mamba that was not sufficiently cold, and it was doable, but I had to make sure that my beams were pointing at something a lot of the time. You know, I didn't really have much leeway between firing and pointing my guns at the Titan to cool myself back down or just burning through a lot of heat sinks. But yeah, cold is absolutely a big deal.
Cold is important.
We have to watch Audaxius in a rather warm Corvette that got much warmer very quickly.
Well, yeah, because you got lit up
like a Christmas tree.
If you're cold, you want to be.
Below 20% is the accepted threshold.
As soon as you hit 20, you'll start getting little pains
but
here and there.
If you're sitting there at zero and they fly right up to you, they will catch on. You know, it's a little, you know, that's how this game works. It's, 20 is the threshold, has always been the threshold for when interceptors will miss their shots as long as you're moving. It doesn't mean that they can't actually see you. It means they have trouble targeting you. And this instance is going crazy again. It's bugged and going
also,
crazy.
Also, the Titan combat is eventually a little different because you can always just shoot at the ground, essentially. You can shoot at the Titan itself, and it sucks the heat right out of you. It doesn't have to be pointing at an enemy ship or anything like that.
Right. Okay. So, I'm just lasering the Titan the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh. Bomb has been planted.
Well, good thing I got a nice beam that can cool me off then, because I'm basically just taking my my crate 2 and changing the guns and changing the utility mounts and swapping out.
Being great
and I was so glad that the rescue ship has plain old module reinforcements, because I have Guardian reinforcements, and so those things would freaking melt.
Those would melt. Yep.
So I was so glad that they had those there, so I could swap those out on my ship too.
I would recommend I think the Crate Mark II ends up being the best ship for this, just all around. But I would recommend using a lightweight armor. You're going to want that speed, although now that the glaives aren't around, it probably doesn't matter that much. But if the glaives are still around on the other Titans, they probably are. You're going to want that speed. And then, thermal vent beam laser. And with a crate, the reason it's so good at this is it has that size 7 distributor and power plant. So you can mod your power plant with low emissions, and that's what's going to keep you under heat. And you can actually still, you can still have dirty drag thrusters and be fine. Although, you know, you do want to be lasering things. If you're boosting, you want to laser things.
Yeah, which you're going to be doing if you're in a crate.
Yeah, I have a G5 armored power plant. So
that's the next best mod as far as heat is concerned, but low emissions is dramatically more more heat efficient.
You might end up needing to turn a couple things off to get down to 20. But
yeah,
you can lose quite a bit by turning off inessential components.
And gentlemen, for the first time in a while, I'm rage quitting a little bit, and I have my Challenger and its associated parts all the way on the way to the Scarlet Quasar, so I can try again tomorrow in that. Because the FDL isn't doing it for me, and it just made me mad. Sorry, Nergs.
I tried to put together an FDL for this, and you know, I couldn't fit everything I needed into the power plant. That's what I was running into. It fits better on the Mamba for some reason, even though they're the same core components.
Were you cold going through there, Lark? Or were you just trying to?
Yeah, I was consistently cold.
You spend the next like 3 minutes getting scrambled to death, and then the next like 5 minutes respawning, and then have to slog your way back in.
So I'll try again tomorrow, probably at Oya, if things are going the way they are.
It's fine.
This might be done by midday tomorrow. It's also that the damage resistance, there's this damage resistance rating on the Gal map for each Titan, and it was moderate, which is the lowest it was the lowest we've seen, let me just say. And I keep throwing repair limpets out, and that's when the Titan and all these interceptors will shoot out at me. So what I think is they can't see me, but every time I throw a limpet out, they just instantly, like, laser beam bullseye my limpet.
You're a stealth fighter.
Instantly, and that's when all the Titan shots come out. So basically, if I don't throw a limpet out, I could stay out here forever. But if I try to repair myself, oh my god!
Okay. You're a stealth fighter. They can see the welding torch. Can't see you until you open the bomb bay.
Well, I got to leave anyway because this instance is bugged, and I'm holding it open with this other person who's in here with me. So I guess I should just make my way out.
Yeah.
Oh well. So that that's the recommended things as far as coming in here. And then of course the AX missiles. The Sirius missiles are the ones I have, but they are a little hotter. They're rapid fire, so they do more damage, but that's absolutely not necessary. And this is something you're gonna be doing in a wing if you're gonna get pretty successful with it anyway. Because by yourself comfortably, you should be able to get 3 or 4 torpedoes into heat vents, but if you're really good at it, 5 or 6.
Yeah, it'll probably reset before you're done.
You need a wingmate to at least 2 commanders. 3 commanders makes it easy. You can get all 8 easily with 3.
But with two, you can definitely do it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice because it's not
just communicate.
Yeah, or even just end up with a stranger. A couple of times I've gone in and just had one other person or one or two other random people I didn't know, and division of labor is not all that tricky. You know, you shoot the heat vent near you and try and find another one and spin around the other side.
Yep. That's about the size of it. Is that our content?
Our content. Also, I had to log in again because I just realized I forgot to get the thrusters, which aren't on the Challenger, on their way here, too. I'm going to need those tomorrow, probably.
Do we have community corner stuff? I honestly didn't look at
that. I think you had told me that this cannon
thing
was meant to happen at the end of February.
I heard too.
So
I don't I'm not in the Discord link. Doesn't work for me. So you're gonna have to fill me in.
Yeah. So I actually went into Canon's Discord and asked them, and they're basically just waiting until all this nonsense settles down just a little bit, and then they're gonna try it. So okay. At the moment, it's when they feel like it.
That's a lot of people to get together for one specific thing. So
okay,
maybe this will bring people back to the bubble, and then they can jump on the Canon Guardian bandwagon too.
Right. Well, okay. That's the size of it then. Good luck pounding Tyrannus's pineapple, and may you get many stickers and paint jobs and arcs for participating.
I know why I was mistiming it so bad. I didn't have an SRV.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my god.
I told you. Well,
it totally got me. I thought he was gonna say he had the wrong key on or something. Oh, hold on. No, there's still some other stuff, right? Like the SRV Racing Club has become a thing. I don't know if anybody's
noticed any of that. Yes, Alec Turner is part of that.
Yeah, so for a while there was an SRV Racing Club where people would get together and do actual races. And it kind of disappeared for a while, and some of the Buckyball folks, I don't remember exactly which ones at the moment, picked it back up. We'll be sure to give them a shout next time because, it's a lot of work to get a bunch of people together. And if you look on YouTube or you're lucky enough to be on a Discord where Alec Turner posts videos, there are some great videos of people flying SRVs at 150 meters a second around a ground port and just, flying in close quarters in traffic inside structures and doing it in heats with four or more SRVs at a time and doing rally style races across the ground. And it's all kind of been catalyzed at least by the ED Copilot stuff. Yes. ED Copilot has a whole scheme for time trials. And so Alec Turner has gone out and done at least one recorded time trial in, I think, all the bubble engineer bases around the bases and any place else he can find one.
There's also been talk of them doing a straight up, get a bunch of people in an instance and do a crazy oval race. I don't know if that's happened already or not, but I want to do that simply to just be there in a Scorpion going as slow as I can.
So there's that. That's going on. There's the Elite Dangereuse folks from France who have a podcast in French. And also keep putting out more missions on their website. So you can go and
those experience are so good.
Stories built around the lore inside. It is remarkable. It really is an impressive thing that they have made and just shows so much love and appreciation for this game that we also love. It's one other level of thing like all the third-party sites that we use in Elite Dangerous, all the things that people build from home so that they and their friends can better play the game, and people building like narrative content out of stuff that's in the game that you can actually play as part of the game is unbelievably cool. I'm sure there's other stuff going on, but those are the two.
I think I saw something about the Hutton Orbital Truckers are doing another mug run to drop mugs off everywhere, but I think they're also going to be doing gin as well this time around. Centauri gin along with the
maybe they're doubling back down on their too hot, too messy. I know they made a lot of progress, but
yeah, I think it's the
three hot, three messy again.
Tokyo Drift.
I think they probably will be pleased when more of the bubble goes back to being safely navigable.
safe. I just realized that we didn't do a squad update.
Oh yeah, I knew something was missing.
No wonder it felt so weird when I was just launching into.
If you enjoyed the show, I'm like, wait, we can't be at the end yet.
Yeah. I didn't want to be rude and say, hey, you're skipping over the squadron update.
The beginning of the show felt weird to me. That's why. It's because I skipped the damn squad update.
Yeah, and you got a cold too, so it's okay. Yeah. I blame the NyQuil.
We'll blame that.
So we can do the squad update. Insert music
by all means. By all means. Oh, should I do? Hold on. I have to. have to come to a stop before I crash into something. Oh,
well,
my
in the
God.
Meantime, I can just do it.
I just had one more little thought. Oh.
What is your thought, Indigo?
Go ahead. Well, it just occurred to me that if I were in a long-term narrative game writing kind of mode and I had this big power vacuum left when the Titans go away and we have to repopulate and restore a big chunk of space, that kind of instability could very easily lead to war between powerful factions. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And player minor factions, because there's a whole vacuum.
Oh.
Incoming priority message. Squadron briefing.
Doing it live edition.
Yep.
There was a pause. I jumped in. I don't know.
It was fine. Totally great. So we had an election in Kalarum that we were staying out of, and we won nonetheless. Thank you, our new hosts in Kalarum, for winning that for us. I heard it was quite the slog. We have an election in FF Andromeda right now, and we're winning 1-0. We're expanding out of Snooki Zion, and we're likely going to land in Kolyawa. And I think that will be wrapping up our current course of expansion in Lower Screw Space. And we're going to be moving back up to Upper Screw Space for our next set of moves. There's a little overheating. There's a little underheating going on. So just go out there and right heat everything. Details on standing orders and the Loose Screws faction channel of the Discord. If you have any questions, reach out to any of us. We love talking about BGS. So that is the squad update.
And that's it. Mic drop. End of show.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's going to do it then. Thanks, everybody, for chatting down all this crazy stuff. I'm glad we didn't run down the whole update notes. I'm feeling like this is a new pattern. We're not going to have to run down the update notes anymore because they don't even put half the stuff in there, apparently.
Well, it's a nice surprise when stuff works.
Yeah. 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 All right. So yeah, links in the show notes to Discord and Patreon and all that stuff. Thanks to the patrons for helping out. Help us pay for the things that we do to keep the show running, as well as other things like community members in need that comes up now and then. And it is nice to be able to do that. I wasn't really going to say anything about that, but yeah, like sometimes things come up and we need to help each other out. And the community was huge and stepped up this past week to help out one of our own. And big thanks to everybody, the patrons, but also not the patrons and the other people who kicked in extra, because that's really meaningful stuff. So great job, everybody.
And good job, Screws.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, everybody.
Well done. And thanks for listening and thanks for joining me, Blooming Wind, Lark, Indigo, and Nurgle and Chig, who just, you know, bailed for their own reasons. Internet and non-internet related.
Yep.
All right, guys. Go pound that pineapple.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.